听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 10, The Tragedy of War. Warming up. Now you will hear a broadcaster introduce a program, The Tragedy of War. Decide whether the following statements are T, true, or F, false, based upon the information you hear.
Look at how World War II changed the world. 60 million people died. Bombing destroyed cities. The United States and the Soviet Union became superpowers. New technologies were developed. And nations discovered the need to work together to avoid further wars. The United Nations was formed, and most governments have tried to solve problems through discussion rather than by violence. These are only a few of the effects that have come about because of World War II. In this special program, The Tragedy of War, we will discuss the war, its causes and its effects, as well as the terrible events that occurred. As we commemorate the 60th anniversary of this conflict, we should remember the terrible effects of war. Hopefully, we will never allow another world war to occur.
Listening, understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1. I've heard you are going to teach students about World War II in class next week.
That's right. I am. Above everything, I'm going to tell them never to forget the tragic effects of war. War is such a terrible and sad thing.
Question: what is the man going to tell his students to remember most of all?
Two. World War II brought so much good to the world, freedom, technology, and more.
But at what cost? The 2 atomic bombs alone killed more than 200,000 people. Altogether, the war killed about 35 million people who weren't soldiers.
Question: who were the 35 million people killed? 3. The heroes of World War II fought through the greatest nightmare the world has ever seen.
That's true. And even though those great heroes are growing old, we shouldn't forget them.
Question: what shouldn't we forget?
4. Did you see the war film on television last night? It was so exciting I couldn't sleep afterwards.
I saw it. It was on World War II, and it reminded me of how important the war was in bringing peace to the world.
Question: what was the man reminded of? 5. I've learned about World War II in my classes. How could Germany and Japan have been so terrible?
Many people think the peoples of those countries were deceived by their leaders. I don't think it will happen again, though.
Question: according to the man, why did Germany and Japan do terrible things?
6. Could you clarify your statement? What did you mean when you said history could repeat itself?
I meant that if we did not learn from the lesson of World War II, we might repeat the mistakes that led to it.
Question: what does the woman think of World War II?
7. By the time they returned from war, millions of boys had been transformed into men.
I guess seeing death and destruction had a terrible impact on them and made them grow up. Hopefully, they learned how to avoid war.
Question. What caused millions of boys to grow up?
Eight. Part of the public has a positive perception of war. Some even think it is a game of some sort.
That's because they have never seen war for themselves. Having lived through World War II, I know that war is a terrible thing.
Question. How does the woman know about war?
Nine. Why did World War II have such far-reaching effects?
Well, many people think it was the first truly global war because nearly all the major powers of the world were involved. 56 countries had soldiers fighting, and about 35 million people were killed.
Question. How many nations took part in World War II?
Ten. Have you been paying attention? Can you tell me what I just said about World War II?
Yes, sir. I have been listening carefully. You said, soldiers protested other wars after returning from World War II.
Question. Where is the conversation taking place?
Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices.
Good evening. For today's program, we have invited a lady who worked as a nurse during World War II.
Good evening. At the outbreak of World War II, the government called on all its citizens 18 years old and over to help out. I started training as a nurse in November 1940. It was 2 months of being taught basic skills in the School of Nursing.
What happened to you during the Blitz? You know, when Nazi Germany bombed Britain?
Manchester was bombed on the 22nd and 23rd of December 1940. On December 24th, I received a telegram requesting my immediate return from leave for nursing duties. Many volunteers in the Manchester Social Services had taken a week's leave for the Christmas holidays, so the Manchester City Rest Centres were short of staff. Christmas Day was therefore my first day of nursing. We worked almost without sleep for days until the crisis eased.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What sort of work did the woman do during World War II? 2. What did the government ask all adults to do? 3. How did she prepare for her job? 4. Why were the Manchester City rest centers short of staff? 5. When were they finally able to relax? 'Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices.
I was born in Liverpool in February 1938, so I was only 18 months old when World War II broke out. During the bombings, my family lived in an air raid shelter in the back garden of our house. My father did his normal work during the day and home guard duties at night. After the terrific pounding that Liverpool endured in May 1941 from German bombers, my family had to move away to the countryside. I started school in 1943, but I had to carry a gas mask with me everywhere I went. Liverpool suffered heavily in the bombing, and it became quite common to see the horrible bomb sites. But everyone remained tough in the face of so much danger, and Britain won in the end.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. How old was the speaker when World War II started? 2. Where did they live during the bombing of their city? 3. Why did his family move away? 4. What did he carry to school with him? 5. What was common for him to see during that difficult time?
1. Understanding a movie speech. Task 1. Now listen to a speech from the movie A Few Good Men and fill in the blanks according to what you hear.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives, and my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post.
Speaking.
Motto Dialogues.
Addition 1.
Have you bought the CDs?
Yes, here you are.
How much did they cost?
Let me see. One is 15 yuan and the other is 12 yuan. Altogether, they're 27 yuan.
2.
Jim, how many people are coming to your birthday party?
My 7 roommates in college will all come. And I also have invited 6 high school classmates.
7 and 6. So, there'll be 13 guests.
Subtraction. 1.
I heard President Bush will be staying in Shanghai for 5 days.
Really? It's been reported that he'll return home a day ahead of schedule.
5 minus 1 equals 4. You mean he'll only stay for 4 days?
Exactly.
2.
Have you heard about the plane crash in Canada last week?
Yes, there were 357 passengers on board the plane, but only 7 survived.
How terrible! Subtract 7 from 357, and 350 people's lives were lost in a moment.
Multiplication. 1.
These sweaters are wonderful. How much do they cost?
57 yuan each.
I'll take 3. How much will that be?
57 times 3, they will cost you 171 yuan.
2.
How many lessons do you have every week?
4 lessons every working day.
4 times 5 equals 20. So you have 20 lessons a week.
Division. 1.
How fast can you type?
It took me 5 minutes to type this passage.
This passage has 300 words. Divide 300 by 5 and you get 60. So you can type 60 words a minute.
2.
Do you know how many scholarly articles Dr. Xiao publishes a year?
He graduated from college 10 years ago and has published 50 articles.
50 divided by 10 is 5. So he publishes, on average, 5 articles a year.
That's right.
Listening and speaking. Listening and discussion.
Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and try to answer and discuss the questions. Previously unpublished letters by Albert Einstein to a Japanese pen pal show the physicist condemned the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The widow of Einstein's Japanese pen pal chose to go public with the letters on the 60th anniversary of the world's only nuclear attacks. Einstein's opposition to nuclear warfare has already been recorded, but his letters also show him defending himself on a personal level. The correspondence began in 1953 when the Japanese individual sent a letter to Einstein criticizing the physicist over his role in developing nuclear weapons. Einstein responded by hand on the back of the typed letter, "I have always criticized the use of the atomic bomb against Japan, but I cannot do anything at all to prevent that fateful decision." Einstein wrote in German in a letter dated June 23, 1953. The Hiroshima bombing killed around 140,000 people, almost half the city's population, immediately or in the months afterward from radiation injuries or horrific burns. Homework. Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Try the following tongue twister.
The great Greek grape growers grow great Greek grapes.
Task 2. Recite the following saying.
A fall into a pit, a gain in your wit.
Supplementary listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
When my brother came back from fighting in the war, he was a changed man.
He doesn't seem any different to me.
He's changed, believe me.
Okay, so what have you noticed?
He seems tougher now, not so gentle.
Can you give me some examples?
Yeah, just the other day he beat his dog for not listening to him.
That doesn't sound like your brother at all.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. He seems like a different person.
Have you thought about talking to him?
I've tried, but he only yelled at me. I was hoping you could say something to him.
Me?
You're his closest friend. I think he'd listen to you if you talked to him. You're probably the only person who could get through to him. Would you please give it a shot?
All right, I'll try. I'll speak to him when he gets home from work.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. How has a woman's brother changed? 2. Why did the woman's brother beat his dog? 3. What happened when the woman tried talking to her brother? 4. Why is the man a good person to talk to the woman's brother? 5. When will the man talk to the woman's brother? Task 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. Many years ago, when I worked as a volunteer at Stanford Hospital, I got to know a little girl named Liz, who was suffering from a rare and serious disease. Her only chance of recovery seemed to be a blood transfusion from her 5-year-old brother, who had miraculously survived the same disease and had developed the antibodies. The doctor explained the situation to her little brother and asked the boy if he would be willing to give his blood to his sister. I saw him hesitate for only a moment before taking a deep breath and saying,
"Yes, I'll do it if it will save Liz."
As the transfusion progressed, he lay in bed next to his sister and smiled. Then his face grew pale, and his smile faded. He looked up at the doctor, and asked with a trembling voice,
"Will I start to die right away?"
As a little boy, he had misunderstood the doctor. He thought he was going to give his sister all of his blood.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What happened to little Liz? 2. What was the only way for Liz to recover? 3. What had happened to Liz's brother? 4. Why did the little boy hesitate for a while? 5. What do you think is the best title for this passage?
Task 3. Now listen to a VOA special English report and fill in the blanks while listening.
The Social Security system in the United States provides monthly payments to retired people and the disabled. Most of the money comes from a wage tax paid by workers and employers. For now, Social Security collects more money than it pays out. The surplus goes into a trust fund for workers who will retire in the future. But the future will have more retirees and fewer workers to support them. Last June, the Congressional Budget Office said Social Security is expected to have a deficit beginning in 2019. President Bush says now is the time to act. On Wednesday, at the first news conference of his second term, he said the program will be out of money in 2042. Mr. Bush wants Congress to make changes, but there is intense debate about how much fixing this popular program needs. Social Security was born out of the Great Depression. Poverty spread during this period from 1929 to the beginning of World War II. Many leaders spoke of creating a system to guarantee payments to the disabled and the retired. Some states created their own plans. President Franklin Roosevelt wanted a national system that could pay for itself. He proposed the Social Security Act in January of 1935. Congress passed the law that year, but payments did not start until 1940. Until then, money gathered in the trust fund so the program could start with a surplus. At first, Social Security was meant to provide a small amount of money to retired industrial workers. In time, other jobs were added. The government also offered benefits to people who survived the death of someone on Social Security. In 1965, President Lyndon Johnson and Congress added two programs to offer medical benefits: Medicare for older Americans and Medicaid for the poor are no longer under the Social Security Administration. In 1983, Social Security faced a deficit. Congress agreed to increase the retirement age and Social Security taxes. Lawmakers also required all federal workers to be in the system. These changes were meant to fix the system for 75 years, until around 2060.